Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I saw an old buddy the other day. One of my old coworkers from the radio station just fucking ran into him. He was at a fucking race. He was at a 10K. Like, it was to benefit, like, a fallen state trooper. And I forgot that old Schickson was friends with him. It's been fucking a long time. Like, I remember working at the radio station with him when his buddy died. It was a fucking tough situation. I mean, everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, but, like, depending on how fucking old you are, you might not have gone through that. But, like, you've had friends and loved ones die, and it's a tough situation. But the run was to benefit his fallen buddy. I mean, it's a long time ago now. Like, the further you get from that shit, as you know, like, the easier it is to kind of talk about and deal with. Like, I have him back in, I want to say, like, 2007. But I fucking run into his ass, and it was fucking great. I worked with him for years, and then he, you know, got the fuck out of the radio station, because who the fuck wouldn't? The station sucks. They don't pay anything. It's a fucking shitty place to work. And I kept in touch with him. I got a cell phone number. He's one of those guys, like, you got their fucking cell, and occasionally you text back and forth. But not, like, a fucking ton. Everybody's got shit going on. He's got a fucking wife. He's got a daughter and shit now. Fuck, motherfucker, he could have two kids for all I know at this point. Also a dude that I never expected to have kids. I'm always interested in that, when you fucking know somebody and you're like, that motherfucker is just like you, Chris Johnson. Like, there's no fucking chance this guy is having any fucking kids. But, like, fucking Schickson, he got after it, man. Him and his fucking wife decided to have a fucking kid. He had a dog. He fucking loved that goddamn dog. His dog was pretty awesome. I've been at his house. I watched some ball at his house. Big fucking baseball fan. So we just talk about fucking ball all the time back in the day. So as we're fucking talking, you know, just like catching up, I haven't seen him in fucking 7 years. I mean, we've talked back and forth via text, but I haven't fucking actually seen him in 7 years, and he was fucking jacked. He's like, I'm so fucking happy to be seeing you right now. Not many people have their reaction when I fucking show up on the scene. You know what I mean? You know, we're talking a little bit, and he's like, so buddy, what's going on with the bitches? What's going on with those fucking bitches? I was like, bitches, yo, man, like, yeah, nothing. You know, I try to play it cool. He's like, no, no bitches. Like, nah, man, no bitches. I didn't have the fucking heart to tell him, like, Schickson, your boy's got no game. Like, he met me when I was married. Like, if you meet a guy who's married, you just automatically assume, like, that motherfucker's got some shit together. Like, he's got a fucking wife. So he's had to have some semblance of shit together in order to fucking, you know, get into a relationship to begin with and then get fucking married. I don't really think that's the case. I got into my relationship in the year 2000, long fucking time ago. That's fucking 18-year-old Chris Johnson there. Maybe 18-year-old me had some game, or maybe he just didn't know what the fuck was going on and just stumbled ass backwards into a situation. Relationship ends in 2015, and I have had no semblance of any type of serious relationship since. That should tell you all you need to know about the fucking game that I possess. But I didn't have the heart to tell him. I didn't want to crush his dreams. Like, he was so excited about it. Like, I think he'd be fucking jacked up if I had, as he puts it, bitches. Like, if I had all fucking harem, he just would be beside himself. Schickson, I can't do it, buddy. I wish I had the heart to tell you that I don't date. Not only don't I date, I can't even get people to, like, keep their commitments to me when they agreed to do something. I told him about the fucking wedding. He knew I was going to go to the wedding, and whenever the fuck it was, like September or some shit. I was like, bro, I got a date to this fucking wedding. I told Schickson about the wedding. He knew. I also didn't have the heart to fucking tell him that she fucking bailed like 2 days before. I told him that the other day. I'm like, well, you know, remember I was going to go to the fucking Bee Machine's wedding. I was supposed to go to somebody's wedding. And, 2 days before, fucking bailed out, you know. Son, that's where we're at. Like, if somebody is unable to keep, like, a fucking commitment to see Chris Johnson, that tells you all you need to know about the fucking game that I fucking got. I remember telling somebody, old Mac and Keish, I think it was Mac and Keish. I was like, yo, Mac and Keish, I'm going to a fucking wedding with somebody, and I got her, like, these fucking flowers and all this shit. And she's like, you got some serious game. Eh, we'll see about that, Keish. We'll see about that. And my prediction came true. Chris Johnson's got no fucking game. Another person told me too recently. Like, I can't remember what the fuck it was. Like, in addition to the flowers, I was going to do some other shit. I don't want to get into the other shit I was going to do because it's not going to make any fucking sense to you. You know that weird shit in specific relationships that only really makes sense to a couple fucking people? And if you tell somebody the fucking story, it's so goddamn convoluted that it seems fucking dumb. I mean, I could fucking explain it to you, but it's going to take me 3 minutes to fucking explain what the fuck I'm talking about. That's not a good fucking podcast. I only got maybe 5 minutes here. I can't get into, like, this detail about the other shit that I was going to fucking do. And this one girl's like, you know what, man? That sounds good. Like, you're not afraid of, like, being too much. I guess. Like, I don't know. I just thought it was cool. I just thought it was a cool fucking idea. But, like, I wasted my goddamn time on it because the fucking date didn't happen. Now I feel like a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? You plan something out for somebody that doesn't fucking work out. You feel like a fucking dunce. Like, I can't tell Schickson that I feel like a fucking loser. I don't want to disappoint him. He's a buddy of mine that I don't want to let him down. Like, I think people look at me and they think, like, this motherfucker's got certain shit together. Like, he can probably fucking manage to like, go go out with somebody. I think I probably could. I don't know. How would it go? I mean, historically speaking, pretty poorly. I'm 0 for 39 years. I know, like, I had a 14-year stretch where I was with somebody, but, like, I think I'm far away from that, or far enough away from that, where, like, I don't really know what was real and what was not real. I think the length of a relationship doesn't necessarily mean that it was a quality one. Maybe not even from the start. I think sometimes two people just get together and they stay together because it's what they're fucking used to. So I never really think of myself as like, hey man, you were successful in one because it lasted 14 and a half years. I think of myself as like, you've not been successful in fucking any of them. It's a fucking zero. You're a fucking dud, goddammit. I gotta fucking fight those feelings in my fucking head. I try to tell myself that I'm not a dud. Like, I look at me and I'm like, Chris Johnson, you try, buddy. You try. Like, I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, motherfucker, I like you. I'd fuck you, goddammit. I gotta hype myself up. But if I look at the results, I see a fucking zero batting average. Like, I know from fucking playing baseball, like, zero ain't fucking good. Anyway, we'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm on my Facebook timeline. And if you're in Instagram, you want to see my fucking ass, you can go there at maybe 5 minutes.